You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, another alarming study has come out discussing how motorists spend a fifth of their time not looking at the road. Now, this isn't one in five drivers or what. They're saying every one of us takes our eyes off the road. They say every 9 seconds on average. They say motorists take their eyes off the road for almost a fifth of their time behind the wheel, rising to nearly a quarter, all right, if they use a navigation system. They say evidence from revolutionary eye tracking technology shows that drivers take their eyes off the road every 9 seconds on average, attracted by passing clouds, advertisements, scenery, the kids yelling in the background, "Mommy, mommy, look at my grade I got. Mommy, look at my grade." The results emerged after researchers took 100 drivers and recorded where their eyes were focused during a 22-minute drive through the city. Specialist glasses pinpointed the exact focus of the eye by tracking microscopic movements in the cornea. The experiment then was captured on film and enabled researchers to establish exactly where drivers focused their vision. The study found that on average, drivers spent 89% of their time behind the wheel, not watching the road. And if you had those navigation devices, those GPSs, they spend 22% of their time focused away from the road because they're looking at those. They spend 12% of their time behind the wheel looking at other distractors. And I guess, let's see. They say the most common things drivers were looking at were buildings, scenery. See, I like to look at the Christmas lights. I make my husband drive so I can look at the Christmas lights. Their GPS, pedestrians, advertising posters, map, radio to switch a station, the passenger, parked vehicles, and clouds. I don't know why. Well, I can understand if there's a storm coming. People are like, okay, well, let me see that cloud. That's some pretty scary stuff, okay? All right, let me see here. Okay, so I already gave you a bunch of statistics. Let me see. They say they spend 3% of the time watching pedestrians who are not crossing the road as they do checking their mirrors. Oh, yeah. Now, okay, what they don't have on here is checking their mirror for booger check. Okay, if I'm guilty of anything, all right, I don't really look at the kids because I tell the kids to leave me alone and shut up. That's easy. But I always remind myself to do a booger check. The last thing you want to do is be on TV or talk to a patient with a booger in the nose. So I will bring down my visor that has a mirror attached, but I don't do that when I'm driving. I do that when I'm sitting at an intersection. It doesn't make sense. However, I did catch myself doing that driving because if I did have a booger, I don't want to be trying to pick it out while people are looking at me at the intersection. Yet when you're driving, nobody's looking at you because they're driving, you see? So I would recommend booger check before you leave. By the way, have a mirror by your door before you go. We don't do that. We don't have any mirrors by our front door. I think we should do that. You know, I'll run out of the house and I'll go, you know what, I'll just check in the car. No, if you're going to check in the car, you do it before you start driving. So, you know, music too. Get your music set up before you start driving. Okay, your cup holder. Know where your cup holder is by heart. But honestly, we do a lot of halfway things when we drive. It's pretty scary stuff because when accidents happen, that's exactly what they are. They're accidents. Nobody intends to hit a kid who's running across the street. But it happens, which is why when you drive, you're supposed to be looking all around the area, scoping the situation out ahead of you, and expect something to run out in front of you. A ball, a kid, etc. Excuse me, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, studies come out saying if you're going to look for a husband, make sure if you want him to give you a big family that he's got lots of brothers. Apparently, a study's come out saying the number of male siblings your husband has, the more fertile he is likely to be. Men with the most brothers are most likely to be more productive. Now, these findings were published in the Asian Journal of Andrology. All right, it supports the theory that parents with genes for good male fertility are more likely to have boys. All right, you know, I don't know what the average is in America. According to this study, in Britain, 105 boys are born for every 100 girls. Experts from the University of Sheffield looked at 500 men and compared the traveling speed of their sperm with their family makeup. All right, they found greater numbers of brothers rather than the sisters, I guess, will allow a man to have faster sperm, increasing the likelihood of fertility. They say lots of brothers is an indication that the man's parents may have strong male fertility genes, and they would be passed on to the son. I don't know. Maybe it's a competition thing. I mean, think about it. If you grew up in a family with a bunch of boys, there was competition. But you know, me having an older sister, we were competitive too. I think girls could be just as competitive as men. So I don't know. They say sperm activity or motility is known to be a major factor influencing male fertility. All right. According to John Slate, professor of evolutionary genetics at the university, we are very intrigued by this finding and hope other researchers examine their data sets in a similar function. Okay. Well, some of you are like, okay, well, wait a second. So if your husband or the man comes from a family of boys, he gives birth to boys. You know, that could be just simple genetics. Yeah, but they're trying to see if there's a little bit more to it, you know? You know, my husband only has one brother. Okay. I come from a mixed family. I have one sister and two brothers. We gave birth to two boys. I don't really see how this would, you know, play in. I guess if my husband's mother had more kids, would she have more boys or not? Overall, we do come from a family that's more boy dominant, I should say, on my husband's side. So maybe, but then okay, if you have a male dominant family, you're more likely to give birth to boys. That's how I look at it. But if they think they, you know, cause remember, sperm pictures are cute. So if the article can somehow relate it to sperm, then they could throw up the sperm pictures and everybody's happy because you got a nice visual aid. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a simple 30-minute procedure that could actually decrease blood pressure using radio waves on your kidneys. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and please follow us on Facebook. Okay, so there's a new type of surgery using radio waves, according to Daily Mail, that destroys overactive nerves in the kidneys and could help people with high blood pressure. Procedure involves burning away nerve tissue around the kidney arteries that was found to aid patients whose condition cannot be maintained using medication. It's a 30-minute procedure, and they think it would hopefully cause patients to not need medication at all. Australian scientists believe the results of their study could revolutionize treatment in high blood pressure. They're all excited. See, remember we talked about different types of blood pressure, right? And different types of blood pressure medicines. We talked about the diuretics, which is the diuretics help decrease the fluid, something FDR was on to decrease the amount of blood flow going through the arteries. You take a diuretic, it helps you urinate more, you decrease fluid volume, dehydrate a little bit, lowers blood pressure. Then came the beta blockers, and the beta blockers slow down heart rate. So people with high heart rates have high blood pressure. You take a medication to slow down the heart rate, like a beta blocker, atenolol, Tenormin, propranolol, etc., labetalol, it lowers the heart rate, can lower the blood pressure. Then came the calcium channel blockers, where if you have normal heart rate, normal blood volume, but when your heart beats, the pipes are kind of stiff, the pipes are getting stiffer and stiffer, those then would benefit from calcium channel blockers. Calcium channel blockers relax the blood vessels. So people on Norvasc, Cardizem, Tyzak, their blood vessels relax. Sometimes they'll get leg swelling, but blood vessels relax because their stiffs are a little, their pipes are a little bit more stiff. More of a genetic type of blood pressure. And then you have the ACE inhibitors and the ARBs. Those stop a system that the kidneys give off that cause blood pressure to spike. People with white coat hypertension or people with high blood pressure where it's very labile and it jumps and spikes are more at risk for stroke, more at risk for heart disease, which is why I think white coat hypertension needs to be treated. And these types of people, the system get the system that's out of place is coming from the kidneys. So what I believe is this targets that angiotensin system. All right. They think that they could lower 40% of heart rate, heart attack and strokes by doing this procedure. Now, study leader Professor Murray Elser from the Baker IDI Heart and Diabetes Institute in Melbourne, Austria, said studies will soon determine whether this procedure can cure mild hypertension, producing permanent drug-free normalization of blood pressure. Again, only for those people whose blood pressure isn't a fluid overload issue, isn't a high heart rate issue, isn't a stiffer blood pressure pipe issue. Okay? So basically, it's supposedly minimally invasive. Okay, and it's known as catheter-based renal denervation. So basically through a catheter, they get to the kidneys and they denervate attack nerves of the kidney. It uses a probe passed through the femoral artery, which is in your leg, and fires short, kind of in the groin area, and fires short bursts of intense radio waves to destroy nerves around the kidneys that can be overactive in patients with hypertension. The participants' kidneys were not damaged and they were not functionally impaired after the procedure. Professor Elser sees no negative side effects on patients' long-term health. The patients in the study had all had blood pressure readings that were at least 160 or higher, systolic. They had been taking three or more types of medication to normalize their blood pressure. And once they underwent this procedure, their systolic blood pressure decreased by at least 10 milliliters of mercury in 83% of one group of patients. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, 10 millimeters of mercury, you're talking about only 10 points. All right, we are talking about only 10 points. But for the human, that's huge. Okay, all right, I mean, in terms of hypertensive damage and retinopathy, damage to the eyes, nephropathy, damage to the kidneys, lowering your blood pressure by 10 points is huge. Stroke range could be 180 and above for systolic blood pressure. Being able to bring the blood pressure down to the 170s is a lot less scary. So, it's not 100% cure. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see what more they could do with this, but they're all excited about it. And honestly, you know, if we want to save costs with healthcare, because everything's about, we got to save money, right? We got to increase access. We got to stop prescribing. I mean, one way to save money is to figure out how to cure a hypertensive patient with a simple procedure. I mean, that would be ideal. You know, as we age, I've known people and I've had patients whose blood pressure was always low. And then all of a sudden they go high. I mean, it happened with my mother. Mom had low blood pressure always for years. All of a sudden she hits her 60s, high blood pressure. In fact, her diet improved, her weight improved, and all of a sudden now she has high blood pressure. That's a sign of aging. When your body can't maintain proper blood pressure, it just means it's having more difficulty controlling things, just like diabetes. You know, many of us that get diabetes in our 40s and 50s, we look at our kids and grandkids and they're eating cotton candy and they're eating all the sugar. And, you know, you giggle and you're happy for them, but you're like, I don't get it. So their sugar is normal. Yet I eat one small slice of pizza and I have to shoot up extra insulin. Well, it's because you got to an age, right, where your body just couldn't maintain normal blood sugars, whether it was insulin sensitivity, whether it was, genetics, whatnot. And so, you know, I'll have patients that go, Dahlia, if I don't smoke and you're checking me for lung cancer, if I'm getting my colonoscopy so I don't have colon cancer, if the doctor says my heart looks good, I don't have clogged arteries, then, I mean, am I going to live forever? I mean, what do I eventually die of? Well, what I notice is many of these healthy people, they end up losing control of the blood pressure. It's just one of the things that starts to fall. Okay, I don't see as many older, healthy individuals get diabetes, but we start to see the blood pressure. And they're frustrated. I have 80-year-old patients going, I don't get it, Dahlia. My blood pressure was always low. All right, this isn't me. I don't drink coffee. I'm not doing anything different. And that's just one of the body's ways of aging and, you know, trying to bring it back to the Lord. So we need desperately a way to treat people's blood pressure such that we don't have to have them on 4 or 5 medications and always at the cardiology office. It would save money and it would be phenomenal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now they're saying that if you are stressed, okay, I'm stressed. I think a lot of us are stressed. All right. It's as damaging for your heart as smoking 5 cigarettes a day. New research has found that people who reported feeling anxious and overwhelmed were 27% more likely to suffer a heart attack. Study led by Columbia University Medical Center researchers was published in the American Journal of Cardiology. The researchers looked at 6 previous studies where people had been asked about their perceived stress and, you know, how stressed do you feel? How often are you stressed? The groups were separated into high and low stress scores, and then they followed these guys for 14 years. Those who were the most stressed were 27% more likely to have a heart attack. Now, I know some of you are like, well, duh. Yeah, but by how much and what can we relate it to? They say the effect of stress was so profound that the researchers compared it to smoking more than 5 cigarettes a day. Also, LDL rose by 2.8 points and blood pressure rose 2.7 points. British Heart Foundation says people who are at high risk of heart disease wants HDL levels lower. And so, actually, you know what? I'm taking a look at this. The LDL, I'd have to convert it. I think it's a much more higher increase in LDL. So, you know, we've talked about how to reduce stress. We've talked about that. And I know it's difficult to do. I mean, you know, I run an office. I do a radio show. I have 2 kids. We have lots of family issues all the time. It's very difficult. And it's not like my job, you know, in the medical practice is, you know, getting to, you know, test bubble makers. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of life and death. Not that a bubble maker, you know, can't cause death. I guess if you stick your finger in it and then you get your whole head caught. I don't know. I don't know much about bubble makers. But still, I mean, it's not like my job is a way to relieve stress. My job is very high stress. And that's just because of the content. So, it's something that we just can't ignore. Now, when we talk about stress, we always talk about getting enough sleep. You know, massage. We were talking about this in the previous hour. You know, maybe get your husband or wife a gift certificate for a massage. And if you're like, oh, I don't want another man touching my wife, well, you know, then you could, you know, request a female masseuse or, you know, whatnot. But massage helps, meditation helps, exercising helps. But again, make sure you're doing something fun. If you have something you're looking forward to and something fun, all right, I think it's going to keep your day bright. But, you know, this is some frightening statistics. Okay. So heart disease, stress, equivalent to cigarette smoking, not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, keep in mind, we do have the iPhone app out. It's free. Don't forget to download it. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Remember to follow us on Facebook. We've got a lot of stories coming up. Don't go away. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Christmas without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY. We had a really good show in the last couple hours. We discussed a variety of things. God, now I'm trying to think of everything we talked about. We always have a good show, but one of our listeners had asked, you know, what would my approach be, let's say, to Christmas bonuses? You know, he hasn't been able to give his staff raises. He doesn't want to give a bonus and then have the staff person leave, but he wants to do something for them, but he can't go crazy, etc. And, you know, I basically told him, I go, you know, well, one option is if you haven't given them a raise in a couple years and you think that's going to be something that they're going to remember, you know, Christmas bonuses come and go. People a lot of times forget about the Christmas bonus, but a raise lasts a little bit longer because they see it on each paycheck. And, you know, we calculated even a 25-cent raise comes out to $40 a month, right? 25 cents per 8 hours is $2 a day. $2 times 5 days is 10. So about $40 a month. you know, if you were thinking about giving a few $100 Christmas bonus, 25-cent raise, you know, may, you know, equal that in a few months. So, you know, it's something to think about. Well, Forbes, very interestingly, has an article out on top reasons, 10 reasons your top talent will leave you. Okay? Now, I don't want my boss worrying because, I mean, this involves people who are talented. So, I think the radio network is, knows I really ain't going anywhere. I mean, you know, we're talking about talented people. But this doesn't have to do with show business. I mean, this could do with your talented staff. Okay? They say, ask any CEO if they have a process for retaining and developing talent. And they'll quickly answer in the affirmative, according to Forbes. They immediately launch into a series of sound bites about the quality of their talent initiatives, etc. But when you actually look at organizations, and apparently this one particular study that Forbes is reporting on, they interviewed employees. And when they asked employees, these are some of the results they came up with. They said more than 30% believe they'll be working someplace else inside of 12 months. More than 40% don't respect the person they report to. More than 50% say they have different values than their employer. More than 60% don't feel their career goals are aligned with the plans their employers have for them. I'm surprised it's only 60%. And then more than 70% do not feel appreciated or valued by their employer. Okay? So, according to Forbes, I mean, if you're an employee and you think you have everything under control, you may not. Now, I know some of you are remembering that saying, employees, what is it? Overworked and underpaid is what employees think, and employers think they're overpaying and they're not getting the work for what, you know, and this discongruity, I mean, has just pervaded for decades, and obviously even before that. I mean, you know, nobody thinks they're getting paid enough, right? You know, I mean, look at me. I'm a doctor and I still complain. It's ridiculous. Insurance doesn't pay us for what we're worth. Right? You know, and then I want to pay my staff even more than they deserve, but I can't because I'm not getting paid. And it's just a vicious, vicious cycle. But that's kind of scary. If you're an employer and 70% don't feel appreciated or valued by their employer, okay, well, this is Christmas time. How do you do that? Now, again, I like the idea if you haven't given them a raise, well, then to do so. Even though many people need the bonuses now, you know, because, you know, they got to pay rent and they got to buy gifts, et cetera. You know, give them the option. Say, look, do you need a bonus or can't, do you want to take it in the form of a raise? But, you know, after the, you know, I would, and I've done that with my staff. And of course, they've taken the raises. Only one said she wanted the bonus because she was, as I was talking, I think, she was having a drug issue. And before we were going to drug test her, she quit. She took her bonus and quit. She was losing weight. She was making funny, weird, you know, facial expressions. And I'm like, okay, we can't have her around patients. I got a drug screener. She left before that even happened. Took the money and run. But, you know, if you haven't given a raise to your staff, even in this recession, and you're contemplating a multi-hundred-dollar bonus, and you're like, but I'm not going to be able to give them a raise because of this, maybe give them a choice, okay? Because, you know, the bonus is going to be forgotten a few weeks into the year. And I'm not speaking badly of employees. I mean, even myself, you know, let's say I get I don't gamble, but let's say years ago I would get lucky. I'd bet $20 or whatever, right? Get blackjack, make a couple hundred playing some blackjack. That money's long gone. I don't even remember it. Right? You don't remember it. You know, gift cards, we talked about this with gifts. A gift card lasts a little bit longer than like an edible basket because somebody has to later take that gift card and go shopping. So it does remind, you know, the person that the gift was given. And again, you don't give gifts so people remember it and so that they, you know, love you for it. You give gifts because you want to give. But if you're having this problem here, like Forbes says, where 70% of your staff may not feel appreciated or valued by their employer, one aspect of that is they're not getting the raises they think they deserve. Well, then if you're thinking you're going to be financially strapped giving the bonus, calculate what the raise would equal. Now, like I said, $25 raise equals $40 a month. So if you were thinking about a $500 bonus, giving them a 25-cent raise in a year, they're making that extra $500, and then you got the credit for giving them a raise, they feel a little bit more appreciated. So, you know, that's something. Now, okay, so they come up with 10 mistakes they think smart leaders don't do, okay? They say you fail to unleash their passions. Smart companies align employee passions with corporate pursuits. Okay? So basically, you know, you need to be passionate to go to work. Well, your employees do too. If they're in the same monotonous job and they don't think they could grow and they don't think they could benefit with the company, that could be an issue. They say you fail to challenge your intellect. This is if you have people quitting on you. Smart people don't like to be in a dimly lit world of boredom. Okay? You know, they like to be able to use their intellect. You fail to engage their creativity. Don't put your employee in a box. You know, let them enhance, improve, innovate. You fail to develop their skills. Okay? When, doesn't matter how talented the person is, there's always room for growth, development. If my radio station said, Dahlia, I got some ideas, I mean, I would welcome it. And luckily, I work for GCN, and they're phenomenal. But work with your talent. I'm not talking about just, you know, showbiz talent. I mean, you know, whether it's a marketing company or whether it's a doctor's office, okay? You know, work with them. Work with them. You fail to give them a voice. If talented people don't feel they can bring their thoughts, ideas, observations to the table, they'll take it to somebody who will listen to them. Another thing Forbes says we make a mistake if we lose good people is we fail to care. Okay? You know, you gotta care. If they're sick, don't just yell at them for having called in. Ask if they're feeling better. Check in on them. Okay? You know, ask how their family's doing. Okay? Just show signs that you care. If your talent leaves, it's because you failed to lead. Okay? If you have a failure in your office, okay, you can't just blame that person. It falls on the leader. Why? Why did you lose that talented individual? Okay? If it's not always a money issue. I know some people, they'll take less money if their job is more satisfying than if they get to do what they want. I know I can make a hell of a lot more money than I'm making in my clinic if I worked for an ER again. But I like my practice. I love my patients. So I don't like the insurance baloney, but I will make less money gladly if I have a much more enjoyable job. If you fail to recognize your contributions. Okay, one thing I always try to do with my staff, and I still don't think it's good enough, is to go, great job with that patient. I saw you made that person giggle. Good job. Okay, notice things that they don't think you would notice. If you fail to increase their responsibility, not allowing them to increase their responsibility and seek more, you know, fertile ground to grow their talent can be a deal breaker. And then if you fail to keep your commitments, if you promised somebody partner, if you promised somebody a promotion, all right, and you don't do it, don't be surprised if they don't leave. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so religiously. Thank you so, so much. I definitely appreciate you all. I do. I know. I wouldn't be here being able to do what I do if it wasn't for you all listening. So thank you so much. Realize we are live 9 to noon Pacific time every day, Monday through Friday. If you can't listen to the show at work, because you think you're going to get fired or put everybody to sleep, then you can listen to us anytime. One, you can go to my website. It says On Demand, and it replays the last 3 hours live or the last 3 hours aired. And then you can also get to archives and podcasts, you know, if you had heard a show and you already are caught up. Or you could go to your iPhone app. iPhone has an app now, the Dr. Dahlia app. You could download it for free, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Android as well. We have an app on Android. So there's all these different ways to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you want to just get through to me and you really don't want to listen to all the other stuff we talked about, then you can email us at drdahlia.com. We have a website, a contact form. Plug in your information, but don't forget to put your email. Okay, we usually can't call everybody back, but put your email down. It doesn't give us your email automatically. And then, if you do want your question to be aired on the next show and you forget when we air live, which is, again, 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, not a big deal. We will play it on the next live show. And then if you miss a live show, again, you can go to your On Demand. So we want to make sure you get your questions answered. The recession, to me, is still not getting any better. Many of you are still having trouble getting in with your doctor. This does not substitute for a doctor visit. You cannot tell your wife that I checked your prostate on air. Never happened, never will happen. But if I'm able to answer some of your questions or clarify things for you, that's what I'm here for. Utilize me for that. Many of you are, and I don't get tired. And the fact that I'm not really going out of town except for a little campy trip here and there over the holidays, I'm going to be able to still work. All right, and get what you need done. So please make sure to utilize me while you can. Let's go to some medical headlines. They say testicular cancer. Don't worry about getting CAT scans because the benefit is far outweighs the risk. Many people are getting CAT scans to see if the testicular cancer had returned or if the testicular cancer had metastasized. And people are concerned about repeat CAT scans. But apparently in the latest study, they said CT scans are more important in diagnosing and treating the injury or disease. And since the doctors need to use them for biopsies and chemo, et cetera, they say the follow-up CT scans should not concern you as much. New study reported December 18th in the journal Radiology tried to estimate a man's lifetime risk of dying from a radiation-related cancer versus the immediate risk of dying of testicular cancer recurring. And they found that the short-term benefits of the CT scan was well worth it. For a 33-year-old man, the small risk of dying from testicular cancer is about 0.6% chance, but it's still larger than dying from getting CAT scan radiation that can later turn to cancer, 0.5%. They say the life expectancy loss from testicular cancer is still higher, because testicular cancer is more vicious. So for those of you going, well, you know, I don't know if I want to go for CAT scans, I don't know. Again, you talk to your urologist, all right? We've talked about CAT scan radiation, and I think I'm going to revisit it. I think it's an extremely important subject, okay? Because people get so nervous about having an X-ray, and depending on the type of CAT scan, sometimes to hit the maximum dose, you would have had to have 8 in a year. So we're talking still a lot, okay? And we forget all the radiation we get from flying in planes. See, one of the reasons why I'm not bringing up the radiation issue yet is because many of you have flights because you're going away for the holidays, and I don't want to upset you about radiation in planes, right? Yeah, pilots are definitely at risk for skin cancer, you know, because they're up there in planes, and they're up there, and, you know, I mean, pilots should be wearing sunscreen, right? And then many of us that, you know, are frequent flyers, there's radiation risk. Okay, because you're in higher levels of the atmosphere, but I don't want to go into that because I don't want to scare y'all. Go on your trip. Have fun. When we come back, we'll talk about all the different ways we get radiated. Okay, fun. Next, yo-yo dieting. They say it doesn't just make you fat, but it could damage your heart. Now, we've been yo-yo dieting, especially us ladies, ever since we knew what a diet was. We want to see results. We stop eating. We fast. We try all these little tricks. Not only do we gain the weight back, but researchers are saying, look, it's going to cause heart problems. Don't do that, okay? If you lose the weight permanently, you got something going there. Cholesterol will go down, blood pressure will go down, triglycerides will go down, blood sugar, it'll improve with weight loss, absolutely. But if you put the pounds back on, these levels will go back to higher. Okay? They say for most people, weight regain after intentional weight loss is an expected recurrence. They looked at 112 obese older women. They watched them for 15 months. For the first 5 months, the participants were encouraged to lose weight by eating more healthy and exercising. They averaged about a 25-pound loss. A follow-up year later revealed two-thirds of the women had regained at least 4 pounds. On average, the participants who regained 70% of the lost weight, it actually kind of left them worse off. Now, this is also including non-crash diets, but regular diets. You go on a regular diet, diet exercise, you lose weight. If you don't keep it off and you bounce back, that's worse for the heart. This is why for years, and probably one of my very first shows back in 2009, I explained this to you all. I would rather you lose your weight slowly than rapidly dropping 10 pounds in a month and then gaining it back. Okay, we've all known this. The logic is there. It makes sense. Okay, if you lose the weight slower, it's going to stick. And the way to lose the weight slower is to not do anything fad diet. Excuse me. Not starve yourself. Not do, you know, rigorous exercise that you can't keep up. I always tell everybody, if you're going to start exercising, even though yesterday we talked about aerobic exercise and that being better for the heart and losing, you know, losing fat. And, you know, and I know we talked about all that. If you can't keep the aerobic exercise up because you're going to hurt your shoulder, you're going to hurt your hip, you're going to hurt your knee, then by no means don't start aerobic exercising now because you're going to rebound the weight. I would rather you do lightweight. I would rather you do walking. I would rather you dance. I would rather you hula hoop. But I would rather you do something you could do. I can't stand seeing people sprain their ankle and then they're out of activity for a couple months. What good did that rigorous activity do you? Remember, slow and steady wins the race. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to do exercise, do it right. But whatever exercise you choose to do, make sure it's the same type of exercise you could do when you're 50, when you're 60, when you're 70, when you're 80. Doesn't make sense doing high-impact aerobics now if you're not going to be able to keep that up when you're 80. Now, 80-year-olds can do aerobics, but don't go, okay, well, I'm just doing it now so I can fit into a dress. Because remember, it's going to stress the heart. Another article that came out today saying diabetes, it can't be cured, but you can become a non-diabetic if you do your diet and exercise. Remember, it depends on the type of diabetes. If you have the type of diabetes where you gained weight and so you have increased resistance to your insulin, yeah, you lose the weight, you eat right, you bring less sugar into your system, you're going to probably be able to prevent you from ever being diabetic again if you keep that up. Yet, to be quote-unquote cured from diabetes, it all depends on the type of diabetes. Did, you know, was your insulin shot? Were you not producing enough insulin? Was your pancreas shot? So that was kind of an interesting, just something that researchers had to kind of emphasize. Yes, we have seen people with gastric bypasses or lap band surgeries become non-diabetic. Great, that's wonderful. All right, but just don't gain the weight back. All right, and then if you are an insulin-type diabetic, you have one of these rapidly progressive diabetes that we're starting to see with more people now, where they rapidly progress and start becoming, you know, going on insulin, and they're slim. Sometimes diet and exercise won't work in terms of curing their diabetes. It always helps. I mean, don't stop, but it'll help. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. We've got a great rest of the week of shows coming up. Make sure you stay healthy, and God bless.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.